Morning, boys. It's been too long.
I know, right? It's a long time between drinks, but it means a very, very quiet off-season for you for Oz Cyclone Chasers. Not too much to chase.
Yes, I've been hibernating and putting on weight and all those things that you do during the off-season. And
you're like a bear.
Yeah, that's it. I'm like a bear.
And COVID
that's what I tell the ladies anyway.
Oh, my God. COVID hasn't helped the kilos as well. I think we're all in that same boat this morning, mate. Don't worry about that.
Yes.
The wet season, though, I've heard this term La Nina being thrown around again. Can you explain what that is and if that's going to actually happen for our region or Australia this year?
Yeah, so La Nina is when we get all this warm water that pools over the top of or just north of Australia. And what it does do is it attracts the weather. It basically is like a magnet for the weather. And what happens is that the air rises over the top of that warmest water. And as air rises, of course, it cools, forms clouds, and then forms rain. So we've been in the opposite pattern now for a couple of years, and we've just moved into the La Nina, the little birdie tells me that we might be officially moving into a La Nina tomorrow from the Bureau. But what that will do is it'll increase the chances of an above-average wet season, and will increase the chances of tropical cyclone activity, particularly in the Coral Sea.
Well, it's about time we got a decent wet season. Haven't had one for quite some time. How many cyclones are you predicting in the Coral Sea?
Yeah, so we're looking at around about that number of five. So the average in the Coral Sea is somewhere between three and four in a season. So this season we're looking at above that. And look, at the highest end of the spectrum, we're probably looking at about double the average. At the lower end of the spectrum, we're looking at the average. So basically we're saying that the season's going to be at worst, or at best for most people, average. And at best for us, it's going to be double the average. So, you know, it's going to be quite an active weather pattern. And we're looking at the other thing is it's not just about whether there's going to be cyclones. It's what direction could they possibly be moving? And the idea is that this season we're going to see a lot more favourable motion towards the coast. So we're seeing the upper levels of the atmosphere changing as well compared to last year and compared to the year before that, where we're seeing a lot more chances for things to come from the Coral Sea towards the coast, as opposed to the last few years where they've sort of moved away from us and towards Fiji and Vanuatu and New Zealand.
Well, I'm not saying that we don't trust your judgment, but I want you to meet somebody. Now, a couple of months ago, I went to the Tropo Markets here in Mackay, Nitso, where you have them at Mount Pleasant car park, and I bought this Mexican talking plant. Like, it's actually... Listen to him already. And it is.
Settle down.
It's actually a cactus. I have it here. Now, listen to how good this cactus predicts the weather, right?
Okay.
Mexican talking plant.
Si, senor.
The forecast. Do you think Nitso here is correct or not?
No way, Jose.
Now, I was wondering, like everyone says, oh, that's just Dave. It's not Dave.
No, I'm here.
It's different person altogether. Yeah. But are you interested in buying one of these? I can buy one and send it to you.
No.
No deal on my end either.
Oh, there he is. Sorry, say it again.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. This show has gone to the wazoo. All right, so we'll give you anything anything happens.
I love how I'm giving you a complete scientific explanation and the plant just goes, no way, Jose. And you believe the plant over me.
Hey, Nito, shut up.
Well, it's either the plant or it's Dave's knee. Which one do you want? Come on. Mate, anything that happens weather-wise, we'll have you on the air over the next couple of months. Thanks for the explanation this morning. Really appreciate it.
No worries, boys. Should be an active one.
Thank you, mate. That's Nitso there from Oz Cyclone Chasers, who will probably never be on this breakfast show again after we just did that. Jay and Dave for breakfast this morning. Our top round, 28 degrees here, Triple F.